Good afternoon. This is Fred Fellerman, Northwest Seaport Alliance co-chair, calling to order the special managing member meeting of July 23rd, 2021. The time now is 4:04. Pursuant to RCW 4230.080, a special meeting may be called at any time by the presiding officer of a governing body of an agency or by the majority of the members of a governing body. This meeting was given the appropriate public notice. We continue to meet remotely in accordance with Senate Concurrent Resolution 8402 and Proclamation 2028 as extended. To attend the public portion of today's meeting by phone, dial 1-253-617-4257 and answer conference ID, enter 523-312-758, followed by the pound sign. Clerk, will you please call the roll to confirm quorum?
Commissioner Ng.
Aye.
Commissioner Bellman.
Present. Aye.
Commissioner Calkins.
Aye.
Commissioner Cho.
Present.
Commissioner Keller.
Present.
Commissioner McCarthy.
Here.
Commissioner Meyer.
Here.
Commissioner Steinbrück.
Here.
Commissioner Marzano?
Here.
Commissioner Fellerman?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Very good. The managing members will now recess for an executive session pursuant to RCW 4230.110.1, sub I, and sub triple I to discuss with legal counsel potential litigation or the legal risk of a proposed action when public discussion of the legal risk could result in adverse legal or financial consequences to the agency, as well as under Federal Maritime Commission regulations and relative laws found in 46 U.S.C. 4306, 46 CFR 535608, and 46 CFR 535.701 sub I 1, and as authorized by the Port of Seattle, Port of Tacoma Alliance Agreement, FMC number 201228. Action may occur in the public session that follows as a result of the executive session discussions. This executive session is expected to last 45 minutes. We'll reconvene in open public session at 4:45 using the same link for those attending by phone and the same call-in number and conference ID. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the special meeting of the Northwest Seaport Alliance managing members. The time now is 4:58. We are reconvening following the executive session as allowed by RCW 4230.110.1. Sub I. Clerk, please call the roll to confirm a quorum.
Commissioner Ng.
Present.
Commissioner Calkins.
Here.
Commissioner Keller.
Present.
Commissioner Meyer.
Here.
Commissioner Bowman.
Present.
Commissioner Cho.
Present.
Commissioner McCarthy.
Here.
Commissioner Steinbrück.
Here.
Commissioner Marzano?
Here.
Commissioner Fellerman?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Our meetings continue to be held virtually in compliance with the Senate Concurrent Resolution 8402 and the Governor's Proclamation 2028 as extended. To attend today's meeting by phone, call 1-253-671-4257 and enter conference ID 523-312-758, followed by the pound sign. I'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So we would like to now have the one action item, a potential action relating to the Northwest Seaport Alliance's contractual relationship with CMA-CGM. I would like to have that motion. Is that the formal motion title?
So moved.
And is there a second for second. Discussion? Very good. So following this discussion, please let us have the go around the clerk going around the room for Executive CEO Wolf, could you please provide some explanation of this agreement?
Sure. Thank you, Commissioner Fellman and other commissioners and public that are here with us today. So as a reminder, APL came to an agreement with Port of Seattle years ago to terminate their agreement at Terminal 5. And there were specific provisions outlined as part of that termination agreement. And that agreement predated the formation of the Seaport Alliance. So the Seaport Alliance was formed and in 2015, the Seaport Alliance took over the management of that agreement. Since that agreement has been managed by the Seaport Alliance, there's been one amendment made to that agreement whereby the Seaport Alliance agreed to forego payment minimum annual guarantee in replacement for additional volume guarantees through the gateway into the future by CMA CGM, who has since purchased APL. Today, we have discussed a further potential amendment to the first amendment to that termination agreement with now CMA CGM. And as further context, CMA CGM has an obligation today for three additional $9 million payments, annual payments to the Northwest Seaport Alliance. The next payment is due August 1st of this year, less than or a week or so away from now. In addition to that, CMA CGM has an outstanding payment due to the Northwest Seaport Alliance of approximately $1.3 million for vessel call shortfall in the Seattle Harbor. And in addition to that, APL or CMA CGM has an expected minimum annual guarantee shortfall, which the final numbers are yet to be determined because we will calculate the July volume, and but it's estimated that CMA CGM will owe the Seaport Alliance somewhere in the neighborhood of $3.5 million. So if you take the total of all of those numbers, the approximate total amount due the Northwest Seaport Alliance or anticipated amount due between now and August of 2023, when the last $9 million payment will be made, it's about $27.5 million is the estimate. So the terms that we have discussed in replacement of that existing agreement are as follows. CMA CGM commits to making a payment of $10.04 million no later than December 1st of this year. In addition to that, CMA CGM would guarantee a base minimum annual guarantee volume of 225,000 lifts through the Seaport Alliance Gateway starting in 2022, increasing by 5,000 lifts year over year through 2026, and for a subsequent 5 years, a 1% increase per year against the previous year through 2031, for a total of 10-year minimum annual volume guarantee through the gateway. And that CMA CGM would also agree to a shortfall per lift fee in any given year of that 10-year agreement of $75 per box for the first 5 years through 2026. And to the subsequent 5 years, $50 per box penalty for any shortfall to the Northwest Sea Pearl Islands. And those payments would also accrue interest for any late payment at 12% per annum interest. And in addition to that, if CMACGM were to be delinquent on their payments and essentially be in default of any of these payments, whether it's the $10.04 million due before on or before December 1st of this year, and or alternatively, the minimum annual guarantee shortfall payments in any of the 10 years, that they would, that would trigger CMA to pay a one-time penalty of equal to the subsequent, the last two $9 million payments, or $18 million, which will be due immediately upon default. And assuming that CMACGM agrees to these terms, we the Seaport Alliance, would release CMACGM and APL of all their other outstanding obligations associated with the termination agreement, the First Amendment, the termination agreement at Terminal 5. So with that, I'll turn it back to Chair Fellman.
Thank you, John, for that thorough explanation. For discussion purposes at this time only, could clerk please call the roll?
Commissioner Ng.
Thank you, Commissioner Fellman. I did just want to say that I guess what this particular proposal gives us is certainty. I think that there will be containers that go through our gateway as there's congestion, and looks like the outlook looks like there'll be more and more. But this particular contract would get us certainty and cash on hand without going through litigation, plus preserving the relationship with one of the largest shipping companies. And so I am for this particular agreement based on that. Thank you.
Commissioner Bowman.
So, thank you. Credit to the staff for bringing us to where we are now. And I wanted to give a particular call out to our colleagues at the Port of Tacoma for really standing the line on a lot of these different issues. I know there's a little bit of a ways to go. John, you'll bring back the final agreement to us, but the parameters of this, for me, I'm good with now. I would like to see CMA committed to our gateway, and I'd like to see them committed to our both harbors long-term. So go forth.
Commissioner Calkins.
No comment.
Commissioner Cho.
I also want to echo the sentiments of Commissioner Ng and Commissioner Bowman. I think that, you know, when you see a big dollar amount that you could potentially get in front of you, it's easy to be attracted to the money. But, you know, I think everyone has kept in mind that our goal as a gateway is to increase throughput and volume. And this will ultimately, as Commissioner Bowman said, make CMA committed to our port in the long run. I also, though, want to acknowledge that it's not a perfect deal. There's a lot more in theory that could be baked into it that would be more favorable to the Seaport Alliance. But I think this is a scenario where the perfect should not be the enemy of the good. And the reality is that this has been a long and hard journey for John and staff. And I just want to thank you all for your persistence. And I know how difficult it is to work with multiple bosses. So John and team, thank you so much for sticking it out, working with all of us. And I'll be voting in favor of this motion. And so go forth and put it on paper. Thank you.
Commissioner Keller.
Yes, thank you. I'm also in support of having the staff go forward and getting us back some more details with the questions that we raised before. I look forward to having a partnership with CMACGM and, you know, growing together and growing our gateway. So, but I think we just need to do a little tweaking to make it, you know, even better. And again, I would agree with Commissioner Cho that it's not a perfect deal, but you know, it does help us increase our gateway and gives us more certainty. Thank you.
Commissioner McCarthy.
I recognize that we're not approving a final agreement today. We're stating that terms that can be presented are acceptable. And so we'll have an opportunity at a later point in time to be more specific as to some of the objections that I think go along with these terms. But primarily, there are some important terms that are problematic. And the big issue is that there is really inadequate consideration and payment for what large sums the Northwest Seaport Alliance is agreeing to give up. And so I do not support the terms as have been presented at this point in time. Thank you.
Commissioner Steinbrück.
I'm in agreement and want to thank the co-chairs and staff for your hard work on this. It's been several months now, and we've struggled to find optimum sweet spot, if you will. And I think we're close to it. So look forward to the final plan, and we'll have another opportunity to comment and to evaluate the final terms. Thank you.
Commissioner Meyer.
Thank you very much. I'll also be supporting this motion because I think it gives good direction to staff to bring this to a conclusion. And that to me, I like. The other thing is that this deal, or at least the general direction that we're heading in terms of trying to get to the minimum annual guarantee, it throughput's an important topic for all of us. And I like what I see in this deal. And so I will be supporting it. Thank you.
Commissioner Marzano.
Yeah, thank you. I also will be supporting this. I agree with what Commissioner Ang and Commissioner Cho both talked about. It'll be nice to get to a conclusion. And one of the things I like is the amount of family wage jobs that will be guaranteed through our gateway for the next 10 years and probably beyond once this comes into reality. Thank you.
Commissioner Fellman.
Well, I'd like to thank the various complete input that we've gotten from all of our managing members and making the deal stronger as we went along the way. But at the same time, I want to make it clear to CMA, CGM, that these are the terms of the deal. I mean, what we're talking about, any specificity is very much within this box, and that we're done playing ping pong. And so that we really, I think, have come together as managing members to make it clear that this is how we move forward. So I'm really appreciate the amount of interaction that we've had, but also the fact that we've had a chance to go back and forth with CMA, the fact that they've shown the dedication to come out and visit us. But we owe it to them and to let them know that this is what we support. And so that they have something clear to go back to Marseille with to say, this will get us there. So thank you all for staff and otherwise to bring us to this point. And if with no further ado, would the clerk please call the vote?
Before I call the roll for the public callers who have called into the meeting, I'd like to read the motion. You are moving to direct NWSA staff to return to the managing members by the October meeting for final approval of an agreement or amendment to existing agreements with CMA CGM that is reflective of the terms discussed. With that, I'll call the roll. Commissioner Ang?
Aye.
Commissioner Bowman?
Aye.
Commissioner Calkins?
I'm sorry for interrupting. We have people for public comment right now?
Not for public comment. They have dialed into the meeting to attend.
Okay, so I thought you said there was people to comment because I would ask for them to speak first. I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
Not a problem. We are on. Commissioner Calkins.
Aye.
Commissioner Cho.
Aye.
Commissioner Keller.
I have a quick question before I vote. Did we do a motion and a second?
Yes, we had a motion and second before discussion took place.
Okay.
I believe Commissioner Bowman made the motion. Commissioner Cho seconded.
Okay, sorry about that. I would say aye.
Commissioner McCarthy?
No.
Commissioner Steinberg?
Yes.
Commissioner Meyer?
Aye.
Commissioner Marzano?
Aye.
Commissioner Fellman?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very good. So this is, unless a executive, I'm sorry, CEO Wolf, would you like to have any final conversation before we close, adjourn?
No, thank you.
Okay, so if there's no further business, our meeting is now adjourned and the time is 5:15. Thank you all for making your Fridays that much richer.